Our gospel lesson is one you actually heard just a few minutes ago, but I want us to hear it again, even as it comes from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. It is a wonderful lesson, especially in the fact that for one lady, it was so unexpected. For one person, she had absolutely no idea that someone might reach into her life in such a huge way. We hear from the Gospel of John. So Jesus came to a town in Samaria near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Today I want us to talk about and think about the whole concept of water, water, and witness. Now, Scouts, I know you probably learn and are already learning a whole lot more in Scouting than, well, some things just show I'm a slow learner. I remember all the times we went camping when I was in Scouting. It was wonderful to go camping, but I think the thing I finally learned was make sure you've got a tent that's waterproof. It showed up especially in my adult years. I borrowed camping equipment for our family, and Patty and I had a tent, and our kids had a tent. Wouldn't you know, that night, there was a downpour, like I thought the flood was coming again. Patty and I would have slept through it, other than the fact that suddenly there are two kids that come right into the tent, right on top of us. Why? Because their tent had holes in it. Their camping equipment was absolutely soaked. And the only place they knew that was safe was to come in with Mom and Dad. We spent that whole next day trying to dry out sleeping bags, trying to dry out backpacks and clothes, etc. And in my mind, it almost took me back to that childhood line that I always remember hearing, "Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink." Have you ever felt like that before? I have. You know, one of the great hymns of the church is a wonderful hymn called "Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken." It says, and I quote, "See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst assuage. Give grace, which like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. I don't know about you, but that sounds great. We sing it, and from the very depths of our soul, we cry out. Well, where is my living water? How can I get it? Can I get a drink? Why is life so dry? Why am I so thirsty so often in my life? I would think at this age I should have finally learned that we need more than just more things in my life to find meaning in my life. And that's when I remembered that Jesus was sitting beside the well on a very hot day, a place where you could literally put a bucket down right there in the desert and draw water from the earth. A well which by tradition and history had had water in it for at least 1,000 years. And Jesus said to this woman, "This water is not enough." Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying faith in the way that we've always done things will not do. Faith in the faith of others is not enough. I heard someone say so wonderfully, God has no grandchildren. In other words, we can't live on the coattails of our grandparents' faith. We can't live in the afterglow of even our parents' faith. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are wonderful lights that are showing us the path of faith. They're wonderful lights that are showing us where we can go along. But at some point, for you, for me, for each and every one of us, faith in Jesus has to become my faith, my heart. Maybe I need to say it even more positively. Because Jesus clearly valued the faith of Israel. But he also said to this woman, "Woman, there's more. There's more to life than just your day in, day out trips to this well for water." Could Jesus possibly be saying that there's more to life than even our weekly trips to worship? Nah. Okay, sarcasm doesn't work, so where do I go from there? Jesus is telling them that there is more to life than just the mundane living of life. How many cups of coffee did it take you to get started this morning? 1, 2, 3. Anybody like 5-hour energy? Normally it's kids, so I mean, I see one hand going that way. Yeah. There's more to life than the mess that you and I can get ourselves into. I mean, this woman had made a mess of life. 5 husbands, and the one that she was with now hadn't bothered with the formalities. But she's not the only one who's ever made a mess of life. I look at my own life, and I realize that while I may not be on my 6th marriage, I can think of the ways that even I have brought pain to myself and to others. Sometimes it was pretty innocent. Sometimes it was with great motive and forethought. And what Jesus tells us is that God has more to offer. And he offers it to you and to me just as surely as Jesus can offer me a drink of water. So he offered her more than what he had asked of her. He offered her living water. William Barclay once wrote that there are 2 great days in every life. There's the day that we are born. And then there is the day that we discover why we were born. This woman needed more than just a daily trip to the well to draw water. She needed the meaning that comes from knowing what her life is all about. She needed the direction to power her life every day. She needed the hope that would make her life worth living. But Jesus doesn't somehow offer her some magic potion to cure all of her ills. He offers her life. Think about it for just a minute. You live in the desert. Life is normally about how I get from one source of water to the next. Water is life. Water is health. Water is that giver of all that hopes. And Jesus talked to this foreign woman at a foreign well, just like he talked to Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people in Jerusalem. And he talked about a life that was worth living, not just today, but a life that's worth living forever. Because he talked about a life with a relationship with him, with the one who gives life, a relationship that will never end. One author wrote, "Jesus' words about living water seemed preposterous to her, that they were an empty boast by a man without a bucket." And Jesus' response, "The water that you're about to draw from the well, it'll only sustain you day to day. You've done all you can do. But the water I offer you will make that day-to-day living worthwhile. And it's only in relationship with Jesus that that can ever happen." And so I love the woman's response. Do you remember what she said? "Give me the water." Do you have need of water in your life? Are you thirsty today? Water that will last a lifetime. And I can tell you, Jesus is offering it to you right now, today, for always. I guess it goes back to an old song that we actually learned not in scouting, but in our youth group. "Come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died." And folks, y'all did it to me again, because I could see you mouthing the words all along, and you still let me sit up here and sing it all by myself instead of joining in. But we'll get you worked out on that sometime. But that's the essence of who we are. We can come to the water. We can allow Jesus to fill us with a water that is different from that little stuff in those plastic jugs that we keep carrying around. Jesus offers you and me living water, the water of life. Will you say yes to Jesus today? Will you say yes again today? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.